Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
This was our assignment from yesterday. There is no reality except the one contained within us. That is why so many people live such an unreal life. They take the images outside of them for reality and never let the world within assert itself. This brings to mind the Zen story of Kitagi, the governor of Kyoto, who sought an audience with Kaichu, a famed Zen teacher in the city. When the attendant handed the governor's card to his teacher, the Zen master refused the governor an audience, saying, "I don't know that fellow." When the governor received the Zen teacher's message, he was startled. As he turned to go, he noticed the inscription on the card. It read, "Kitagi, Imperial Governor of Kyoto." "My mistake," Kitagi told the attendant. Quickly scribbling something on the card, he handed it back to the attendant and asked for an audience again. This time the card simply read, "Kitagi." The title was scratched out. On receiving the card, the Zen teacher smiled and came out to embrace Kitagi and personally escorted him in. We're so caught up in our identities, parent, boss, employee, colleague, son, daughter, spouse, friend, we fail to experience our essence as the intelligence that animates. Today, drop an identity or conditioned role and simply be present as you are. Record your experience of seeking an audience with authenticity.
We could just write "human" on our card, right?
Yes, or even if we were bold enough, intelligence that animates.
So is it noisy? Can you hear noise, background noise where I am?
No.
Okay,
it sounds perfectly clear.
All right, good.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. This is Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil. You sound like maybe you called into a different show or something.
Well, I put my star six in kind of right at the last minute, and I didn't expect to be first at all.
And so the last shall be first.
I guess so this time. So.
Just to this better. Always so grateful. I was just walking around right now, or kind of, getting ready to leave by the end of the show, and it's just amazing how busy I am, or how much I have to do, and. Mm-hmm. And by a certain time, there's always these deadlines. And mm-hmm. I was just, realizing that I'm so grateful for practice because I can do all this.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because in spite of all of the conditioned beliefs and assumptions from us and everybody else, when we're present, the present has plenty of time for everything that actually needs to happen.
Yes, and number one, that I was willing to accept everything that I'm doing. And, that I had said yes to everything a while back, which is what's making me very, busy now. And because I would not, in a former life, I would have never done that. And then, as you say, being present, being that authenticity, with the card just saying that which animates, it all gets done, or if it doesn't get done, it's not a big, the stuff that doesn't get done usually is not a tragedy. or hasn't been.
Yes. Well, it's the point to me is that it's our idea of what needs to be done, which is very, very different from what needs to be done. So
exactly.
When we're in conditioned mind, we always have all of this conversation about you need to do this, you need to do that. And if we actually could be, well, when we are present and we see what happens, then we see what happens. And it has nothing to do with that completely unnecessary conversation in conditioned mind about how it should be.
Yes, exactly. And that's what the beauty, you know, of practice has brought, that I can feel it. It comes by like a wave, not so much more as voices, you know, like a wave. I'll look at something and there'll be a wave of all the things that might entail.
Well,
I mean, just looking around.
Yeah, it's
you know?
A wave. And, it's a wave of meaning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And just to move from that and just stick right with what I'm doing. And then I can look at the day and I can prioritize. And, you know, some things, like, you know, I'm going to do a bunch of stuff at, I hope.
Well,
at work.
See, there again, Phil. There's that conversation about a future that may or may not. And it is the most difficult thing for us to trust that what happens is what happens. There's not enough, it's not what should happen or needs to happen or is important to happen. It's just what happens. And that doesn't mean that we, you know, yes, it's a Thursday? You go to work on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you may go to work, and you may not.
That's true. I might not get there, and then somebody else will have to pitch in.
That's
all
right.
The stuff I was going
yes.
to do.
Yes, that's yeah. right. So,
yep,
so
you're right.
continuing to come back to that place of I don't know. And what you're pointing at to me that's so important for all of us is how pernicious is that notion that we can't, that we do know, and that it is important for us to plan.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's true. That is. Yep. That's exactly what conditioning would want to go on. You know, to go on.
That's right.
And
that's right. And we're not doing that, are we?
No. No, we're actually not. You know, it comes up like it wants to.
Yes. Yes.
And then I do.
Yeah.
Most of the time I'm able to see through it. But because I must be, because I'm always feeling, I mean, it hasn't gotten me to be feeling unhappy or miserable or overworked or underpaid or like I shouldn't have all the, you know what I mean? I'm just doing it.
There's nothing wrong.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong.
That's for sure. There's nothing wrong. I'm just
juggling,
spinning the plates, but there's nothing wrong.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So thank you for all
thank
this
you,
and
Bill.
Practice and everything.
It's so good, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
Helpful.
It's
so helpful to remember.
Life-giving,
mm-hmm.
and that's really in all the meaning that has, you know, life-giving. And an authenticity within is receiving. So what could be better?
Right. Yes,
it's
and
like
as the old song said, don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. And in this, with this assignment, it was like the king opening the door and saying, come in.
Yeah, come on down. Yeah, all right. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Phil.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you, Sweeney. Bye.
You know, Sherry, to carry the analogy of the assignment, I think the card title often reads, I'm in charge, right? I'm in control of what happens, planner.
Yeah,
not
so-and-so, controller of the universe.
Yes, controller of my to-do list or whatever.
Right.
And when we see, when we show up with that title, life says, no. And then it's when we feed that mantle of egocentricity, of being a planner or being on top of it or whatever else, life says, yay, come on in. And now you have that sense of alignment and rhythm and unfolding and lack of resistance, because I'm not being, that's the identity I've let go of, that egocentric notion that I can plan this universe.
Yes, my little universe, and that everything should fall into place so that my little universe is the way I want it to be.
Yes, and I think what you and Phil were talking about, and which is so beautifully illustrated in our experience over and over again, is the assignment, which is every time we show up that way, things don't go to plan, and we keep showing up that way until we can let go of the fact of that we don't plan. We're not planners. We don't have control, and then things go the way they go, because it doesn't have to go according to plan anymore. It is just the way they go, and we accept that. But until we can, life
doesn't
the way
support
it is.
Us.
It's so beautiful. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't support our delusion. You know, when you were saying that, I thought, what if the whole point of this plane of existence is for us to enjoy life?
Mm.
What if that's it? Because, you know, people who enjoy life tend to be kind and compassionate and supportive and all those things that, as spiritual types, we idealize. And so what if that's the point, is for us to get it, that it's just being here and enjoying everything that life is showing us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might not
be it's just another way of saying what you just said.
Yeah, and so the addiction to doing is what we have to let go of, because that's the way we are pulled away from sheer enjoyment.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All right. It's very
all right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Anne from England.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Ashwini.
Hi,
Anne. Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. Wow. This is fun.
Yes. What's going on in your world?
Well, I was looking at a combination of two things. One where when life drops in a suggestion and I was practicing just going with it, you know, not even second guessing. Uh-huh. And then combining that with, well, what that suggestion suggests to do for the next thing you're going to do. So I had an experience yesterday I wanted to share. I was at work all day yesterday, and before I left, life dropped in that I needed to take some stuff with me that I would need for a conference call yesterday evening. I'm like, really? And I didn't question it. I just took all my stuff with me that I would need. And I left nearly 3 hours to get home, and I never got home. I did eventually, but things got in the way. There was a really bad traffic accident, and I ended up having to do the conference call in a car park because I made the commitment to show up, but I had no control over the situation. So I felt really grateful that I had listened to life saying, you know, take this and take that. And I just followed. I just follow that now. When that happens to me, I don't even second guess it. I just say, right, that must be what I need to do. And, you know, and it was really, I was like, wow. So glad I did that, because I wouldn't have been able to show up for my commitment. I would have been. And again, to a certain extent, I had no control of that either, but at least
it
gave us none of it. Yeah, none of it.
Yeah. The only thing that we have is what you're demonstrating. When the guidance is there, accept it.
Yes.
That's it. That's the very best that you can do. And as we've been talking about, especially this morning, so often, or this afternoon or this evening, wherever you are, so often that's where we're left. And the beauty of it is that, so there you are, first of all, those people, the place that we can get to immediately is those people in that accident are having a way worse time than I am.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that we just can never, ever lose sight of, you know, those people's tragedy has really inconvenienced me.
Yeah.
You know, only ego would approach it that way. But there you are. You followed the guidance, and so you have everything you need with you. And so you are left in a place of, oh, my gosh, you know, this is miraculous. I had that information. I followed it. I have everything I need. Had that not happened, and so you can actually, in quotes, enjoy the experience because you're in gratitude about how it went. Had you not listened to that, of course, the voices would come in to beat you up. You knew better. You knew you should have brought it. You didn't. And now look at you. And then you're living in misery. Right? Not because of the situation, but because of what conditioning is doing to you for having not listened to life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all the time, all I was thinking was, oh my goodness, those poor people. And I just, like, my heart went out and I thought, well, what do I do now? And I just let life tell me which way to go. I mean, it was an amazing experience. Like, go this way, go that way. And I eventually found a safe car park that I felt safe in. There was lots of people, and I could do something that I needed to do in private, but felt safe. And it was perfect. I was so grateful for practice because at no point did I feel stressed or, because I thought, well, I've got no control. I did my best.
Right.
I made a commitment to show up. Yeah.
That's it. I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
And and everything is just my opportunity to see how things unfold and to watch whether I'm present with life and in a place of appreciation and gratitude, or do I get caught in conditioning and wind up in a whole misery-making conversation.
Yeah,
it's
exactly,
just there we are in each and every moment.
Amazing, and the gratitude for practice to allow us to be in that place is just beyond words. Yeah, because
immense.
It feels like it feels like there's no resistance. There's just what is, and you're always in the right place. And I was really enjoying the idea of not having an identity because I'm not having an identity. Then I'm just a person that's showing up for life.
A little note of intelligence manifesting in the moment, and what could be happier than that? Nothing, as far as I can tell.
Yeah. Nothing can be happier. And I think sometimes life tests you as well, because after I finished my conference call, then my car wouldn't start, and I had to call out like the RAC, the equivalent of the, you know, the Automobile Association, got a new battery, and I got home 6 hours later when I left work, and I was like, I still feel fine, actually. I'm tired, but I still feel fine.
It's impressive, isn't it? Yeah, so it's that was all swell. Now, how are you going to do with this one? I can quickly get to, I have a cell phone. I have a roadside assistance, you know, whatever that. Somebody's going to bring me a battery. They're going to put it in my car.
A very charming man. Yeah.
Yeah.
A very charming man.
What a good deal.
My day.
Oh, very good. Oh, the very best.
I was full of gratitude last night, and I was like, I'm safe at home. Life can't get better than that. I'm now safely home.
Late but grateful.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for practice. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Sherry. Bye-bye, Ashwini.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Anne. It's just, that is so fantastic, right? Those are the experiences that make us religious.
Yes, precisely. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And I'm so grateful that we get together like this so that it is our experience, because in so much of the world, that's not what people are focused on, and they don't know that that appreciation and gratitude are really what's available to us in each moment.
Yeah, the thing that you've always said to me that I have really appreciated is that thing about you get to an accident and you realize that they're having an experience that's far worse than your inconvenience. On a movement of practice, it's a movement from this is all about me, which is egocentricity, to that open place of a wider awareness, right? Which we, that compassion, that generosity, that love, that focus on me just shuts out. And then that ability to do that allows us to reframe an experience of things not going my way as a complete act of grace.
Yeah. It's true. I got to tell you, I'm having one of those this morning. So I'm at the hospital waiting for somebody to come out of surgery, and it's time to do the call. So it's really noisy in the hospital, but outside it's really smoky. So, you know, do I be inside where it's really noisy? Do I come outside where it's really smoky? Well, that hospital is full of people who are having a really tough time. They're having a tough time. The people taking care of them are working really hard, often stressed and feel unappreciated. Families and friends are worried and that sort of thing. Outside, it's smoky. Well, it's smoky for me. People's lives are devastated right now by the fires. So, yes, that perspective of this my inconvenience is just something that I don't choose to indulge. I just want to focus on all of the things that there are to be grateful for in any moment, no matter what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And to do what it is I can do is to show up for what it is that I'm committed to doing as an act of nothing other than an audience with authenticity.
Yes. Yes. And so here I'm very aware of the opportunity that there is to just be kind to people. Mm-hmm. Just appreciate them, enjoy them, see them. You know, get the focus off of me and onto them, and so there are these little moments of wonderful connection and enjoyment in the midst of all of this difficulty.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Aloha, this is Laura.
Aloha, Laura.
Hey. Hi. This call has just been so inspiring. I'm in tears. Practice is so beautiful, and I'm so grateful.
Me too. I don't you just wish we could just, you know, it's one of those, just bottle it up and just start handing it out to people, you know?
Yes, yes. And it's
just wish it for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Because that's the American way. I mean, you know, bottle it up, sell it, everybody's fixed.
Well, no, I was saying give it away.
Give it away. Okay.
Yeah, to have it in a little package that people could open up and have an experience of what's possible for us.
Yes, yes, yes. Just such open-heartedness and... you know, that was my experience yesterday as I was practicing with the assignment. And one of my grandsons is going through a rough time, and I just really sat with what my response might be, and dropping all of those roles and coming to center and speaking from my heart. I don't know how he responded because I haven't checked anything today, but to the email I sent him, but it was such a heart-opening experience for me to connect with him at that level and send him this this message with no, you know, no attachment, no expectations, no anything. Just, I'm doing this from my heart because I love you.
You sent him a little bottle of unconditional love and possibility.
Absolutely, yes, in a beautiful package.
Yeah. And that's it. I mean, 99% of it, 99.44% of it, of course, is for you. And we just hope that that it benefits somebody else. We just hope that he feels a little particle even of what you're feeling for him and sending to him and wishing and hoping for him.
And his aunt, who told me about the situation, said, I hope he prints that email out and reads it every day. And I thought, well, maybe I will do that.
Yes, maybe you could do that, and maybe I will do that. And while we're at it, let's record it so that it's available to us any time and any place. And, and I don't know. I don't know if there's any truth to it at all, but it seems to me like there's a certain power just in the goodness of the wishes.
That's certainly been my experience.
I don't know. I mean, maybe that's just, you know, our little version of Oogum Boogum, but it certainly seems to, I mean, we know negativity certainly seems to travel that way. And so why not focus on well-being and possibility and goodness and adequacy and trust and unconditional love? Why wouldn't they travel in exactly the same way?
Well, because what occurs to me, Sherry, is that it's like being immersed in that the sea of life, traveling along, and inviting other people to come and be immersed too.
Swim along with us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not a good way of explaining it. It's not exactly what I mean, but it's like being present, I guess.
Yeah. Yes. And we all know, because it's happened to us so many times, that it does just, there's just that second of magic that changes us.
Changes everything. Quote the day before, you know, like we see what we expect to see.
Yes. Yeah. So good, isn't it?
So good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Aloha. Mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Mahalo and aloha.
You see? I mean, yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Laura. And that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry.
Really?
We've got a couple of minutes.
Oh, gosh.
Well, 2 minutes, okay. And we can't get another caller in there, so we're going to look at our assignment.
All right.
Reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, doesn't go away. Well, you know,
that's one of my favorite quotes of all time. It's so perfect, isn't it? What were you going to say?
Oh, just that the comment on the conversation with Laura, right, that I don't know, and it might be our version of Oogum Boogum, as you call it, but when we stop thinking about the negativity, it does go away. But when we look for the beauty and the love, and when we get here, what doesn't go away is that indestructible, right, that beauty, that ability to see goodness and love and kindness and compassion. The goodness, love, kindness, and compassion may not be there, but our ability to see it doesn't go away.
Ooh, there's a deep and subtle point.
Oh, I mean, it just is. It is subtle because That's what conditioning would say. It's not in the content. It's not in the behavior. It's not in what you're reading and seeing and listening to. But your ability to see it doesn't go away.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So we were talking about that briefly. In fact, I asked you Tuesday night at Center about that quote because neither one of us, it seems, could remember exactly what it was. But it's not what's seen. It's what sees that we're seeking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is what you're saying. What sees doesn't go away whether we are attending to it or not.
Yeah.
The intelligence that animates does not go away even if we don't believe it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we recognize that. I mean, it's the card, it's the title on the card that you seek the audience with life with. It either says ego or it says intelligence that animates. What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here's the story. I mean, here's the assignment. Here's another Zen story to illustrate this quote. A Zen disciple approached his teacher. "Master, I have an uncontrollable temper. Can you help me overcome it?" That's strange. "Can you show it to me?" asked the master. "Not right now." "Why not?" "It occurs suddenly." "Then it can't be a part of your true nature," said the master. Thereafter, the master's words would come back to the student whenever his temper rose. Soon, he learned to check his anger and developed a placid temperament. This is a familiar experience for us also. As long as we're worrying about something, noodling it, trying to figure it out, it's real. It's our whole experience. And yet, when someone or something else captures our attention, the problem ceases to exist. It comes back into existence when our attention returns to it. Today, use attention to assist you to distinguish between illusion and reality, but ceases to exist when you stop attending to it. According to them.
Oh, I can't wait for this one, huh?
All right. Thank you, Sherry. Keep Gesho.
Thank you, Ashwini. Take care, everybody. Enjoy.
Go happy.
Go happy.